U.S. Senator Cornyn discusses TCJA extension with small business owners. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Mission, Texas. On April 24, 2025, U.S. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, a member of the Senate Finance Committee, held a roundtable discussion with small business owners and local economic stakeholders at 5x5 Brewing Company in Mission, Texas. The meeting focused on the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, TCJA, of 2017 and its scheduled expirations at the end of the year. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, signed into law in December 2017, implemented changes to the federal tax code. Key provisions of the TCJA set to expire on December 31, 2025, include the reduced individual income tax rates, the expanded standard deduction, the increased child tax credit, and the 20% deduction for qualified income from pass-through entities. These scheduled expirations have prompted active legislative discussions in Washington about whether to extend or revise the provisions. Senator Cornyn met with several small business owners from the Rio Grande Valley region during the roundtable. Participants included Luis Espindola and Kevin Jackson of 5x5 Brewing Company, Sarah Hammond of Atlas Electrical Air Conditioning, Refrigeration and Plumbing Services, Jessica Delgado of Delgado Collective, and Hortensia L. Camargo of C4 Transport, LLC. Other attendees included the event moderator, Jorge Martinez, Texas Strategic Director for the Libre Initiative, Dante Galeazzi, CEO and President of Texas International Produce, and Travis Richard, Executive Vice President of Texas Regional Bank. Each business owner shared firsthand accounts of how the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act impacted their operations. According to their statements during the meeting, the tax reform provided financial relief, allowing them to reinvest in their businesses, hire more employees, and increase employee compensation. These benefits were described as impacting company growth and local employment opportunities. Following the discussion, Senator Cornyn toured 5x5 Brewing Company, which is located on the grounds of the City of Mission Center for Education and Economic Development, CEED. The visit included observing daily operations and engaging with store employees. Senator Cornyn has consistently supported the TCJA and was instrumental in its passage during his tenure as Senate Majority Whip. He used the event in Mission to reiterate his support for extending the Act's tax provisions, stating that doing so would help maintain benefits for families and small businesses across Texas. According to Senator Cornyn, if Congress does not extend the expiring provisions of the TCJA, tax rates will increase for most American families. Estimates show that 62% of families would face higher tax bills starting in 2026, with average increases of $3,000 for Texas households. The child tax credit would be reduced by half, and the standard deduction would revert to pre-2018 levels. The TCJA included reducing the top corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%, immediate expensing of certain capital investments, and reforms to international tax rules. These provisions were designed to enhance U.S. competitiveness, promote economic growth, and simplify the tax code. According to federal economic data from the 2 years following the TCJA's enactment, real wages and median household income rose, and unemployment rates declined. As of April 24, 2025, Congress has not yet scheduled a definitive vote on extending the expiring provisions of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, TCJA. However, legislative groundwork is underway. The House and Senate passed a concurrent budget resolution in early April, enabling the budget reconciliation process to advance tax legislation with a simple majority vote, bypassing the Senate filibuster. TCJA remains in effect for now, but the potential expiration of several of its core provisions has become a central issue in tax policy discussions. The roundtable in Mission, Texas, provided a platform for direct communication between a U.S. senator and small business leaders, individuals often described as the driving force behind the American economy. Their participation offered localized insight into how federal tax policy affects day-to-day business decisions and community-level growth.